Harry didn't have to do his homework under the blankets by torchlight any more. Now he could sit in the bright sunshine outside Florian Fortescue's ice cream parlour, finishing all his essays, with occasional help from Florian Fortescue himself, who, apart from knowing a great deal about medieval witch burnings, gave Harry free Sundays every half hour. Once Harry had refilled his money bag with gold galleons, silver sickles, and bronze knuts from his vault at Gringotts, he needed to exercise a lot of self-control not to spend the whole lot at once. He had to keep reminding himself that he had 5 years to go at Hogwarts, and how it would feel to ask the Dursleys for money for spell books, to stop himself buying a handsome set of solid gold gobstones. A wizarding game, rather like marbles, in which the stones squirted a nasty-smelling liquid into the other player's face when they lost a point. He was sorely tempted, too, by the perfect moving model of the galaxy in a large glass ball, which would have meant he never had to take another astronomy lesson. But the thing that tested Harry's resolution most appeared in his favourite shop, Quality Quidditch Supplies, a week after he had arrived at the Leaky Cauldron. Curious to know what the crowd in the shop was staring at, Harry edged his way inside and squeezed in amongst the excited witches and wizards until he glimpsed a newly erected podium on which was mounted the most magnificent broom he had ever seen in his life.